proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. In this concluding session on the conquest of Canaan, we turn our attention to the death of Joshua and the final chapters of the book of Joshua. During that Jewish leader's final days, he called for a convocation of the Israelites and their leaders. He reminded them about how God had fought for them. According to Joshua chapter 23, he proceeded to exhort the Israelites to, quote, "Be therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom, to the right hand or to the left," unquote. Joshua reminded his countrymen that they needed to continue to cleave unto God. Joshua also warned them to, quote, "Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. Else if ye do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even those that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you. Know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps for you, and scourges in your sides and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off the good land which the Lord your God hath given you." In Joshua chapter 24, we read about another meeting the Jewish leader had with the Israelites and their elders. In this gathering, Joshua expounded on the numbers of ways in which God had blessed the Israelites and their ancestors. He spoke about how God took Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees, led Abraham through the land of promise, making a covenant with Abraham. Joshua mentioned how God gave progeny to Abraham and Isaac, how God delivered the Israelites from their bondage in Egypt, sending plagues upon the Egyptians in the process. Joshua reminded the Israelites how God gave them victories over the Amorites on the eastern side of the Jordan River. Joshua brought to their remembrance how God thwarted the plan of the Moabite king Balak, who wanted to curse Israel. Then Joshua told about how God caused the Israelites to triumph over their enemies in Canaan. Joshua exhorted his countrymen, quote, "Fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord," unquote. Joshua called upon the Jewish people to make a choice, either to serve the true God or to serve idols. But Joshua concluded by affirming, quote, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," unquote. Here's how the Israelites replied to Joshua's challenge. They said, quote, "God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods," unquote. After Joshua reminded the Jews of the consequences for apostasy, they continued to reaffirm their decision to serve God. Joshua responded to this by saying, quote, "Ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him," unquote. When the Israelites confirmed their choice, he told them to therefore put away the strange gods in their midst. He said to them, quote, "Incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel," unquote. Even then, as Joshua spoke to the Israelites, they were evidently engaging in idolatrous practices. Joshua called them to singleness of commitment, just as years later Elijah would do the same to the northern kingdom of Israel. Joshua took a great stone and set it by the tabernacle as a witness of the commitment that the Israelites made to serve God. The book of Joshua closes with the death of that leader. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.